Okay, so let's continue. We're on the next. Hold on, let me just switch this up here so you can hear me better. Okay, so we're up to the next section where he talks about Hashgacha Pratis. Okay, this is very, very interesting stuff here. So he says the following. He brings a bunch of chazals. Hinei ra'inu b'chol dar v'adar hashgachas Hashem yizbarach ala tzadikim l'malta mikol ra'u l'varchum. That there's a concept that tzadikim might have special protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekosuv, choyin malach Hashem soviv li'reyav v'aychaltzim. Hashem places special malachim around those who fear him. V'aychaltzim, and he protects them from bad evil doing, now from anything bad. Now this is the truth is that this Chazal is also is Mayrich in the Ramban. The Ramban al Torah explains this concept in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Ki Yedati V'Lman Asher Yitzave, that Hashem says I have a special Yediyah with Avram Avinu. So Ramban explains what that means is that the person who's a tzaddik, Hashem watches over them in a way which is different than the level of Hashgacha Pratis that Hashem has when he's watching over Stam people. Now, one could argue and say, well, that sounds very strange. I mean, there's Hashgacha Pratis on everybody. Yes, yes, correct. But the Hashgacha Pratis that one has, when that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a tzaddik, is a different level of Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis that a person has, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has over a tzaddik, it protects him from all evil. Okay? So, he brings a few stories. And again, Reb Chaim's Mahalach is primarily bringing stories from the Gemara and from Chazal. Okay? So, he says like this, Gemara and Tainis. Nochem ish gamzu. Nachum ish gamzu was a big tzaddik, and his house was in a dilapidated, his bed was in a dilapidated home. And they asked him, are you not a, why don't you move your bed out of the way? So he says, I don't have to move my bed out of the way. Calls mind that my bed is here, nothing's going to happen. But he says, I would recommend that you move all the expensive items out of the house. They moved everything out of the house. Then finally he moved his bed out. And once his bed moved out, the house collapsed. So that was obviously, Hashem did not bring a tzara to him because he was a tzaddik. And there's a story in Surah that there was dever, b'shevavuse derav, lo hava devarta. There was a dever. There was a plague, very interesting Gemara here. There was a plague in the surrounding areas where Rav lived, but it did not come to the neighborhood of Rav. So Savru Minei must because of Rav. So the Gemara says, no. Rav has a lot of schusim, but this to get this schus was someone less than Rav. You know why this particular neighborhood was saved? Not because of Rav. Rav's merit is too great for that. You know why this particular neighborhood was saved from the plague? Because there was a man that would regularly lend out his shovels for burials. The Shail Maros Vilna Kfura, whenever someone needed to be buried, he would lend out his tools. Interesting Gemara. Similar Gemara, that there was a Darukna, which is also in the city of Droikres, there was a Dlekta, there was a fire. And in the neighbor of Ravuna, the fire didn't come. Again, they thought it was because of Ravuna, and the Chazal say, no. You don't need Ravuna's chus for this. Ravuna's too big of a tzaddik for this. Rather, it came from the chus of a person who would lend out their oven to other people. And that protected the city. So he brings down from the Siddur HaGra a fascinating concept. What does the Gemara mean that it was too great? This chus didn't come from Rav Huna or from Rav because he was too great. So he says very partial. Yes, how did this work? Why was the whole city saved in the merit of these people? So there's a person that lends out their shovel. Very nice. So he says, since that person would lend out their shovel, they have a special siyata d'shmaya that they do not deserve to die in this dever. Now there's a problem. That the problem is that when Dever comes, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavchin Bin Tzadik L'Rasha. That once HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Dever, so the Mashchis, it gets free reigns. So the problem is that if the Dever would have gone into the city, then it would have damaged this person who lent out his shovel. So therefore, the only way to protect that person would be not to send the plague to the city to begin with. That's what the Gemara means. Rav and Ravuna, they had such a great schos that their schos would not protect the rest of the city. You know why? Because even if the fire or the deleika or the plague would come to the city, Rav and Ravuna would be protected anyway, because they were such great tzaddikim. They wouldn't have been damaged by it. But since they had, it wasn't out them. There was people on a lower level. But people on that lower level have enough schos to save themselves. But they don't have enough schos that if there's a mashchis in the city, they would be subject to the mashchis. So the only way to protect them is by making sure that it doesn't come to the city to begin with. And that was the schos that the Gemara said. In order to save the whole city, you had those people. So Akoponim, what you see again, is this concept that a tzaddik, someone with a schos, is treated differently by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? He brings another Gemara, a story, a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Hahi itza, there was a woman, Dava Kamahadra, Mishkal Afram, Etuse Kari Der B'chanina. She wanted to take the dirt from under the feet of Rav Chanina, meaning to say she wanted to perform some kshafim, some sorcery. Kamahadra, Mishkal Afram, Etuse Kari Der B'chanina, Amar La, Imistayas Zili Avidi. You could try. But you know why it's not going to work? Einoid milvadoi ksiv. Because there's a pasuk of einoid milvadoi. Frekt Rabbi Yochanan. But kshafim are powerful. They could overturn any power in the world. No. Shani Reb Chanina, the nafesh chusei. He didn't have to be afraid. So Chanina had a greater schus than even kshafim. Now, we learned in the Nefesh HaChaim a little bit of a different twist on this. That in the world of einoid milvadoi, in the world that a person lives with a hakara, that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, their kshafim do not have any power. So when a Chanina lived with Einon Milvadoi, in that world, there's no power for anything to damage Rav Chanina. And that's really what Rav Chanina was saying. So that's another twist on it. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. Have a humazik be rabbanon de abaye. Again, there was a story with a house that no one wanted to go into. Abaye went into it and nothing happened to him. Okay, that's all from the Tanoim. Okay, now he's going to bring some stories from later, from the Rishonim, not from the Tanoim, not from the Gemara. There's a story to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Maybe Maisim Rashi. There's a story with Rashi. Shagoy bar lahargoy. So there's a story in the Seder Hadoyres that's brought about Rashi, that there was someone that came specifically in mind to attack Rashi. All of a sudden, basically something happened, and he couldn't see him. He says Rashi was standing right there, and the goy could not see him. And the guy said, I don't see Rashi. I don't see where he is. And meanwhile, Rashi was standing right there. And he said, in the details of this miracle, you can go and look in the Sefer Seder HaDoyres. That's the miracles that happened to Tzadikim. Now he brings a story about Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Pamachas halach leVarsha. So we all love stories about Rabbi Akiva Eiger. One time he went to Warsaw. Uba la'mara da'asra. And he went to the Rav of the city. The Rav of the city was the person who wrote the Sefer Bal Chemdas Shloimoi. There was a woman who came. There was a woman who came when Rabbi Kivager was standing there. And she says, my husband went off the derech. He doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs anymore, and he will not give me a get. And the Chemda Shloima really tried many, many things, and he could not get the get. So she asked, oh, now that Rabbi Kiva Eger's in town, maybe you, Rabbi Kiva Eger, can come up with a different Eitzah. So she came. How do I get out of this marriage? Please help her. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, okay, look, I suggest you bring the husband here. And Lamaisa, they ended up getting the husband, who is not from, to come to Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Lamaisa, he didn't want to come. They asked him, what are you afraid of? You're afraid of Rabbi Kiva Eger. You're a lot stronger than Rabbi Kiva Eger. Fine. And then in the end, he came. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why don't you give a get? So look, you became Nafrum, but why are you holding her hostage? It's not fair. So he says, no, I'm not going to do it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said to him, I heard that you used to learn Gemara when you were in Cheder. He says, yes, I did. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, bring me a Mesechtas Kedushin. He opened the Mesechtas Kedushin and he says, Ahalo Amr Chazal, that a woman goes free in one of two methods, a get or with Misa Sabal. You could either give a get or get her, let her go free the other way. So he started laughing on Rabbi Kiva Eger and he walked out. When he walked out the door, he stumbled down the steps. And he saw his eyes starting to get weak. And eventually, as he fell down the steps, he died. And it was a nace. So what's his point in saying over this story? I've heard the story many different ways. I'm glad to see it inside somewhere in a source. This is the way Reb Chaim says over the story. But I'll kopon him. He's trying to explain that tzaddikim live on a different plane. Tzaddikim live that Torah is reality, Ruchnis is a reality, and these things are real. And that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger was able to employ, whatever, to use the Mishnah and say, this is what the Torah says, this is what's going to happen. Okay, so we'll learn a few more points here. Yeah, Mr. Shin, the next few days. Okay. All right. We will pick it up tomorrow. Interesting stuff.
Good night. Good night.